Well, good Monday morning, beloved. It is great to start a new week with you today. And we're in Exodus chapter 1, and we'll be studying verses 1 through 22. Today we'll begin reading excerpts from the book of Exodus, the second book in the Bible. The name Exodus comes from a Greek word that means exit or departure, and refers to an important event in Israel's history described in this book, the departure of the people of Israel from Egypt, where they had been slaves. This is recorded in Exodus chapter 12, verses 37 through 14, verse 31. The central human figure in this book is Moses, the man chosen by God to lead the people out of Egypt. Today's reading describes the time when the people of Israel, also known as Hebrews, became slaves in Egypt. It is years after the death of Joseph and his family, and you can read the story of Joseph's arrival and life in Egypt in Genesis chapter 37, verses 39 through 50. By now, the Israelites had increased in number, posing a potential threat to the Egyptians, and the Egyptian king instructs two midwives to kill all baby boys born to Hebrew women. Okay, God's saving word for this study is mercy and forgiveness, and let's begin our reading. The sons of Jacob, who went to Egypt with him, each with his family, were Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The total number of these people directly descended from Jacob was 70. His son Joseph was already in Egypt. In the course of time, Joseph and his brothers and all the rest of that generation died. But their descendants, the Israelites, had many children and became so numerous and strong that Egypt was filled with them. Then a new king, who knew nothing about Joseph, came to power in Egypt. He said to his people, "These Israelites are so numerous and strong that they are a threat to us. In case of war, they might join our enemies in order to fight against us and might escape from the country. We must find some way to keep them from becoming even more numerous." So the Egyptian put slave drivers over them to crush their spirits with hard labor. The Israelites built the cities of Pithom and Ramses to serve as supply centers for the king. But the more the Egyptians oppressed the Israelites, the more they increased in number, and the farther they spread throughout the land. The Egyptians became to fear the Israelites and made their lives miserable by forcing them into cruel slavery. They made them work on their building projects and in their fields, and they had no pity on them. Then the king of Egypt spoke to Sephrah and Puah, the two midwives who helped the Hebrew women. "When you help the Hebrew women give birth," he said to them, "kill the baby if it's a boy, but if it's a girl, let it live." But the midwives were God-fearing, so they did not obey the king. Instead, they let the boys live. So the king sent for the midwives and asked them, "Why are you doing this? Why are you letting the boys live?" They answered, "The Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They give birth easily, and their babies are born before either of us gets there." Because the midwives were God-fearing, God was good to them and gave them families of their own, and the Israelites continued to increase and become strong. Finally, the king issued a command to all his people, "Take every newborn Hebrew boy and throw him into the Nile, but let all the girls live." Today's key verse is Exodus chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Because the midwives were God-fearing, God was good to them and gave them families of their own, and the Israelites continued to increase and become strong. Let us pray. Merciful God, look with compassion on all the children in the world. May they grow strong and healthy, surrounded by your love and care. In your holy name I pray. Amen. All right, that brings our time together to an end on this beautiful Monday morning. tomorrow, join us as we are reading Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 25, which talks about Moses' birth. That brings our time to an end. God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow.